morning. It's very, very early in the morning. I needed to pee, so I got up. The girls decided to say hi, so, you know, feeding time, and I'm like, no. And then Eunice decided she needed to pee. She really did, actually, bless her. I kind of learnt that signal. It's much movement and desperation. It's kind of, she can't sit still. She's very excitable. She's like, they need to pee now. Okay. So, it's pissing outside, which isn't so fun, but she was very good. Actually, she's been really, really good. She's done her business. She's, you know, she's not been sort of a pain about it. It just feels so weird. It's like, I love her to bits. She's really, really nice. She's not eating the kiddies. The kiddies are inside next door. They don't seem completely panicked by her yet. You know, even Isis is kind of like, ooh, okay. Excuse me. And I brought her back in after she'd done her business. And she actually touched noses with Seri for a second. They were this close to being, to sort of kissing each other. She is a little bit difficult to control because she's still like, small black thing, small tiny black thing. Want to talk to small tiny black thing? And Sari's like, no. And hopefully that'll get better. I mean, she's only tried to sort of chase Seri once, which is good. And that was only sort of because Seri was in typical I am sort of, you know, hyper mode. So far, Eunice has been an angel. It just feels too easy, you know. I mean, from what I've heard from everyone else, I was expecting it to be really hard. It's not making me doubt my decision to get a guide dog, and I love it a bit. It's just, I don't know, it feels because it's too easy. It's like somehow I'm somehow cheating or something I've done, or, you know. She's been very good. She's asleep at the end of my bed on a little vet bed thing. Hopefully she'll be asleep anyway. And I want to keep her, I really do. But there's this tiny part of me that's just like, what the frack have I got myself into? Am I nuts? Am I insane? And I suppose that's just 4 o'clock in the morning talking. Because she's been no trouble. She's not attacked the cats. The cats haven't attacked her. She's been very good. She's been very friendly. She's been very eager to do stuff. She's not pined. It's very weird. It's like, you know, she doesn't care that she's been separated from her trainer. That's it. It was a smooth handover. As far as she's concerned, I'm, you know, pack leader. There's still things we're working on. You know, she has a habit of going in front of me when I'm trying to get downstairs. It's like, no, wait, hang on. Give me a sec. You know, she's been very obedient. She really is. I guess it's just kind of little first night nerves sort of thing. You know, she really is an angel. So, you know, I'm not worried, I'm just, God, what have I gotten myself in for? But it's not mild panic, it's not, I can't do this, it's just, what am I doing? I've got a dog in the house. Am I nuts? You know, it'll be fine. It's a case of, like, just, I guess, you know, waiting for the training on Monday as well. So, yeah. It will be fun, and hopefully if I can get this weekend without calling Andy, that would be great, you know. He'll be very worried about it. He's like, you didn't call me, are you still alive? I think he's expecting me to sort of ring him and go, help, I don't know what's going on. But yeah, she has been really good so far, except it's 4 o'clock in the morning. But to be fair, we went to bed at 10, so, you know, she's been good. Now if I can just get her through till about 7, that would be nice. And I won't sleep. I'm tired. But yeah. So far, so good. It's just, you know, first night nerves. And I'm sure in 6 months, eventually, we'll all be curled up on the couch. And we'll look back at this and I'll laugh. And they'll just snoozle at each other. You know, hopefully she'll calm down. She'll just sit there and go, oh, kitties. You know, she's been good. Bless her. So, you know, so far, so good. Think.